We're doing the chapter on the virtue of hunger, the virtue of living a simple life, and the virtue of sufficing with little in food and drink and clothing. We explained before that only in Islam you'll find this. You won't find this in any other economics textbook, that the virtue of hunger, the virtue of a simple life, the virtue of sufficing with little as far as food, drink and clothing is concerned. Why specifically these things? Because these things are permissible things. Food is permissible, drink is permissible, clothing, etc. is permissible. But showing us that even in those things that are permissible, don't exceed the bounds. For example, we can buy a kurta for 500 rands. Now to spend 10,000, 15,000 on a kurta, is that the correct thing to do? We can eat how much we need and we just eat and eat all the time and we overeat. Is that the right thing to do? So like that when we drink, etc. So showing us, even in those things that are permissible, there's bounds, there's limits. Stick within the limits, don't go excessive. And we did various ahadith. So today's hadith, the short hadith but got very beautiful meanings. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, Tuwfiya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa dir'uhu marhunatun inda yahudiyun fi thalathina sa'an min sha'irin. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, his armor was given as security to a Jew for 30 sa' of barley. 30 sa' is a measure of volume of barley. In other words, it's like a container, it's called a saw. So 30 containers like that, Nabi alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, taken from the Jew as a trade, as a business deal, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a security. In other words, the money is outstanding, the payment is still outstanding. As a security, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him his armor. Now why would you give a security? It's because if there's any default on the payment, if the payment doesn't come through, whatever the security is, you can take that as payment, as a form of payment. So some type of security Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given. So why this hadith comes under this section is that this was the last part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. He passed away in such a condition that he didn't have money even to pay for that food that he would take and give his family. So this was the level of simplicity that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. Even on simple basic things like food items, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have that cash or that amount to pay for it. He would take his armor, give it as a security, and then repay. The other thing we learn is that when there is a genuine need to take credit, then it is permissible in Islam to take credit. Here was food items that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took, barley. So not that Nabi alayhi wasallam just upgrading his lifestyle, upgrading his car, overseas trips and taking a loan, nothing like that. But it was genuine necessity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took a loan, and that too, or not loan, he took credit, and that too, there was no interest involved, there was no premiums involved, nothing extra. So here also we learn that when it is permissible to take credit, so long as there is no un-Islamic components attached to it. Another lesson we learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is it's permissible to trade with a non-Muslim, to do a deal with a non-Muslim is permissible. Doesn't mean a person is a non-Muslim, you can't deal and can't trade with him. Another thing we learn from this hadith is that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were content with what they had. They had accepted this was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They lived a life of poverty. So this was their condition. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took, and from there he gave them. They also were content. They didn't complain and ask more and more and more. Another thing also we learn from here is that this comes in other kitabs also, that even to sell weapons to non-Muslims is permissible. A person has got a gun store, he sells guns, or he sells other types of weapons, whatever it is, knives, etc. To sell to non-Muslims, he's got a security store, to sell to non-Muslims is permissible in Islam, there's no harm, so long as they're not at war with the Muslims. If they're at war with the Muslims, then at that point, it is impermissible for a Muslim to sell arms and weapons to a non-Muslim. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to make amal, that our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lived such a simple life. So we should also come on to simplicity. Imagine, from the beginning of his life was qurbani, the middle of his life was qurbani. These were the last moments of his life, also qurbani, not even money to pay for items, basic items of food, not even luxurious items. Allah Ta'ala also gives us the tawfiq of coming on to simplicity. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.